In Parshas Vayetze, we read Vatar Leah Vatele Ben Vatikra Shma Ruven, that Leah gave birth to a son who she called Ruven. Ki Amar Ki Ra Hashem Ba'Oni Ki Ata Yehevani Ishi, that now with the birth of her son, her husband will love her. And Rashi comments, Rabosenu Pirshu, Amar Ru Ma Ben Beni LeBen Chami. See the difference between my son, namely Ruvain, and the son of my father-in-law, namely Esav. Shemocha habchor Yaakov. Esav had sold the b'chor to Yaakov. Vizeh lo machul Yosef. But my son Ruvain never sold the b'chor to Yosef. And then, nonetheless, v'lo ira alav. He didn't try to undermine him or claim the b'chor belonged to him. Not only that, beyond that, not only did he complain about it or say that the b'chor belonged to him, namely to Ruvain, but on the contrary, he was the one who tried to save him and to take him out of the boar that the brothers had thrown him in. This is a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Zayin, but offhand, we don't understand. Why is this at the moment of the birth of Ruvain and the naming of Ruvain, Leah is thinking about Esav and about that and that he complains and about the b'chor that he sold or that he gave to Yaakov, claiming that he's the b'chor. So I think that the pshat is, based on what Rashi says, but what Rashi says is based on the Gemara Bava Vasa Dav Kuf Chav Zayin, that says Ve'enei Leia Rakos, and Rashi interprets, the Ibn Ezra interprets in the Pshuta Shemikra that the Ve'enei Leia Rakos means that she had soft eyes, beautiful eyes, but Rashi, based on the Gemara, says that Esav. That Leah, everybody assumed that Leah, being the oldest daughter of Lavan, would be destined to marry the oldest son of Yitzhak and Rivka. And that was something that she cried about all the time. As Rashi comments, Rakos Shehaisa Svura Lalos Begorelo Shel Esav Uboxer. She used to cry all the time about this, that her destiny was to be married to Esav. Shehayu Kol Omrim Shnei Bonim LeRivka, that Rivka had two sons, Ushtei Bonis LeLovin, and Lovin had two daughters, Hagdol LeGodol, the oldest daughter to the oldest son, and the younger daughter, to the younger son. So Leah thought that because that she's the oldest, the b'chora, she will ultimately tipol b'gavolo shel Esav, be married to Esav because he's the b'chora. And that's what Leah was thinking about at the time of the birth of Ruvain, when she names Ruvain. And she was saying that really the b'chora belongs not to Esav, but to Yaakov, because Esav sold the b'chora to Yaakov. And that was a valid sale. And therefore, the one who's the b'chora is not Esav, but Yaakov. So she, being the oldest daughter, was now destined, didn't depend on the oldest or youngest, but the one who had the b'chora, namely, no longer Esav, but after he sold it to Yaakov. And therefore we can understand this from the words of Lavan. Vayoma Lavan, lo yasa kem b'mekom meimin lo says, hatzeira lifnei abchira. That this, we can't do this in our place when he says, we had to marry off first Leah before Rachel. Lo yasa kem b'mekom, we don't do this here where I live. It's not like where you came from. Yaakov, that you essentially is trying to say that you stole the b'chora from your brother. And if you look in the Beis Levi, Lovin was saying that the minig is not like what you guys had just said, that you stole the b'chore from your brother, but here we b'chore is important, and therefore we're going to preserve it here, and first we have to marry off Leah, before, who's the older daughter, before Rachel, who's the younger daughter.